Please pray for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of the Redeemer, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These scripture verses in the Gospel have a particular importance for the Friar Minors, the First Order of Saint Francis of Assisi. In the real life account of Saint Francis of Assisi, there was a young nobleman from Assisi, Bernard by name, who had observed the remarkable change in Francis. Remember, Francis was a popular, well-off, joyful troubadour among the youthful peers. But when Bernard heard Francis preach, heavenly words seemed like sharp arrows which were shot from the bow of divine wisdom and pierced the heart of everyone. Bernard was seeking counsel, so he invited Saint Francis to dinner. And he had contrived a plan to put the saintliness of Francis to the test. So he observed him through the night. And Bernard noticed that Francis prayed all night, the ecstatic prayer of my God and my all, a prayer of adoration, a prayer of worship before the Blessed Sacrament until dawn. Bernard was impressed and decided to renounce the world for the kingdom of God. He asked the saint's advice, as though hearing that the Blessed Virgin Mary speak, "Do whatever he tells you." You remember the wedding feast at Cana, when the hour had not yet come. Mary then went to the waiters and said, "Do whatever he tells you." So Bernard heard in his mind these words, and it was to do with doing what Saint Francis tells you. And the two of the three verses, verses 8 and 9, were the verses which came as Saint Francis opened the Holy Scriptures to answer Bernard. And this is what they were. Jesus spoke to the 12. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no haversack, no coppers for the purse. They were to wear sandals, but he added, "Do not take a spare tunic." At this, Francis exclaimed, "This is our life and rule, and the life and rule of those who will join our company." Bernard was immediately fulfilled the Lord's counsels from the words Francis spoke from Scripture. Bernard sold his possessions, giving to the poor, receiving the holy habit in the form of the cross. Saint Francis would stretch out his arms in the form of a cross, thus bearing Francis' son. He was Francis' first son. Soon after, others joined. Francis preached, and not to know anything except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He was quoting 1 Corinthians 2:2, and as the small band increased, they became known as the Friars of Penance of Assisi. Upon reaching a band of 12, Francis desired to be approved by Pope Innocent III. So in the year 1209, by divine providence, Francis was brought into the presence of the Pope, but His Holiness, seeing the extreme poverty of this unknown man, sent him away empty. However, the next night, the Sovereign Pontiff had a vision. by which he knew that the poor man whom he had despised was chosen by God. He sent for the poor friar, who in turn petitioned humbly and earnestly that his verbal rule be approved. The Pope was inclined to grant St. Francis' request, but many of the cardinals found it altogether too much, that God's words were novel and impossible to keep. The Pope sent him away again. This is the second time. And this time he instructed Francis to pray that God's will be manifest more clearly. Then, in a dream, the vicar of Christ saw the Lateran Basilica deteriorating, collapsing. But suddenly supported on the shoulders of a despised poor man. The Lateran Basilica was the chair of Peter at that time. St. Peter's had yet to be built. And the Pope then declared, "Truly, this is he who by his works and his teachings shall sustain the Church of Christ." So thus was born the Order of Friars Minor in the bosom of the Church by the merits of the Mother of Mercy, in accord with the sovereign will of God. In gratitude, the sacred joy of the brothers, the brave warriors of Christ the King and his Mother, the Heavenly Queen, who asked her King for this order of St. Francis to rebuild the church. The King granted his vicar, Pope Innocent III, this privilege, and the 12 went about from village to village preaching the gospel, Luke 9:6. Indeed, they preached more by their example, going about the world as authentic children of the Immaculate, being Christ, being children of Mary, avoiding idle works, idle words, being gentle, being peaceful and modest, well-mannered, humble, speaking courteously to all. St. Francis later said, "We were mothers of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we carry him through his holy manner of working, which is not the manner of man, but his manner, the divine manner, he is, after all, the carpenter." Jesus is the carpenter who does the building. This work should shine before others as an example. Brothers and sisters, the church is tumbling down. It is to be rebuilt. And we can be the members of the building team, not by new capital works, not by new projects. The church will be rebuilt as it was in the time of Francis through the Immaculate, through the heart of the Immaculate. It is through her that Jesus came to dwell amongst us. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Mary is the first church, and the works and projects we see collapsing are not built on the cornerstone. Jesus is that cornerstone. The man-made church is coming to its end, and the new church, like the first church, will be conformed, will be born out of Mary. The message, be Marian, to be Christian, and then you'll be Franciscan. Ave Maria.